Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? It's your boy Core DJ Hershey. He in the ATL. And you know what? Who else got that finesse out there? The one and only Candace and Shelly.
Well, hi, good evening, everyone. This is Candace, a.k.a. Kemi Lucci, and you are kind of tuned in to the Smoothing Out with Candace Sunday's Best special edition, where we bring in creative artists that specializes in their creativity and so far, we've had a few awesome guests on the show. We've had a Trinidadian artist. We've had, all types of people on the show. So, yeah, so as you know, with this edition, Smoothing Out with Candace, I have reading, storytelling time, and I've been reading from the novel titled Completing the Will, An Adventure in Creativity and Life. This is written by Warren Dittmar. Little backstory on him, he is a professor. He teaches English literature out in Miami, Florida, and I took an accelerated course with him during the summer. And this was one of the reading materials that we studied during the course. And it's awesome, and I loved it. And that's why I am reading from it every Sunday. I just read a little bit, not too much, before we bring on our special guest, who is Michelle Gorgia. She is from Naples, Florida. She's an inspirational artist, and you're really going to love this woman. She is so inspirational. She has art, a new collection out. We're going to talk about just what she's up to, what she's doing, and just tie it all in. So I think this is going to be a great show. Also, you know what? Before I start, I want to do an announcement. We have a show after Michelle's. We have a show with Modair. Modair is a company out in London, and they are into health and fitness. And, you know, during this time, health is very important, our physical health and our emotional health, our spiritual health. And so their supplements, I think, will support a healthy lifestyle. And we're going to bring them in. We're going to bring a lady in by the name of Beverly Middleton, is their spokes representative from London, and we're going to bring in Samantha, and we're going to also have them on the show, and we're going to tie it in where we can Zoom with them simultaneously during that call. So that's going to be next week. It's going to be after 4th of July, the week of the 5th through the 11th, so I will keep you updated on that. And then we're also bringing back our attorney. Oh, my God. Attorney Don H. Williams from out of Boca Raton, Florida. We had him on the show a couple of weeks ago where we dissected the video of the George Floyd shooting and killing. And he is just phenomenal. I mean, we dissected that video in and out, each angle, second by second. So we're bringing him back on the show for an update on what's going on, and so that's going to be really exciting because he's like we always bring him in, and he just clarifies everything and just make it really, really simple to understand. So yeah, I'm excited about that. So yeah, so let me just go ahead and get right into the storytelling time. I am going to do it a little bit different this evening, and I know last week I read from it was Iron and Fire. So yeah, it was chapter 3. This week I'm going to read from chapter 4, which, so it's not it's not that surprising, the next chapter. So yeah, it's called Confusion. All right, so we're just going to, a little bit from this book. So here we go. Okay, Confusion by Warren Dittmar, Completing the Will in Adventure and Creativity and Life. All right, so the frustration of misplacing our keys plagues most of us at one time or another. How do they get to be missing? Have we just mislaid them, or have we lost the memory of where we put them? It seems that the angrier we get about the situation, the harder it is to find the keys. When we do find them, we are amazed at where we left them, not knowing where something is or what something is about can be frustrating and upsetting. As a result of this experience of loss and not knowing, we may select a particular place to regularly put the keys so we do not get through the aggravation again. In our lives, we assemble things so that we can find them easily. We try to provide an order to things so that we can count on the way something will unfold. But we all know situations that did not unfold the way we thought they would. Relationships go in all kinds of crazy directions, especially if they are romantic. Many times we are left confused and dismayed. However, the situations that bring about confusion and disruption are the ones that teach us. They bring us to another level of understanding and knowledge. It is interesting how often we try to hide and run from confusion, yet it is a vital part of the construction of something new. As much as knowing something always allows you to build and make connections so that you can think with more sophistication, such as algebra leading to calculus, it can also prevent you from learning something new because you are so opinionated by what you know. As I see it, according to Warren Dittmar, life is a continuing process of confusion, understanding, and knowing, confusion, understanding, and knowing, et cetera. It seems that we often try to avoid the confusion stage by constructing a view of the world that helps us avoid mistakes, discouragement, disorder, and failure. And then, when this stage does come, we ask why it had to be that way. Why are the keys missing? Why did he leave me? Why wasn't I promoted? And so forth. In confusion, we search for answers that go beyond previous knowledge and previous expectations. It is not the time for self-flagellation, but a time for renewal, for reconstruction, for seeing beyond the chaos of the moment and joining the adventure of newness and entering into a creative flow. A few years ago, I wandered into the Picasso Museum in Paris. It was a rainy day, the cobbled streets were slick, and the red flag of the museum was reflected in loose puddles. I always found the figures in Picasso's later paintings strange and disturbing, as if they came from a different space and time, ancient and forbidding. They stood out in all their distinctive difference through sharp lines and discombobulated figures to confuse and disorient the viewer. As I drifted from one room to the next, I realized I was suddenly enchanted by the bulls, the horses, and the women. In the chaos of it all, I saw passion and pain. I saw the tangle and resolve of another man's view with all its boldness, sorrow, anxiety, and love. It was an unusual afternoon during which the old responses did not maintain themselves. I felt I was seeing something about myself that I had never seen before, a hidden passion, a wonder that had slipped my attention before. In our lives, we must be grateful for those moments of illumination that suddenly reach out and embrace us. Many times, those moments are accidental and disorganized. It is up to us to see them and take note of them. As I was about to leave the museum, I decided to go up and down the staircase. In the landing above, I saw Picasso's actual painting chair encased behind the glass as it peeked out in humble isolation. Without thinking, and with the people coming down annoyed and grumbling, I photographed the chair. If I hadn't had my camera, I would have missed it. If I hadn't gone up the downstairs, I would have missed it. If I was sane, I would have missed it. However, I got it. In the wildness of the moment, I allowed myself to feel and be without hesitation, without the confines of logic, and to just accept the chaos of it all, including the displaced eyes and cheeks. I wandered without expectations, without the usual confining thought that regularly kept me to my old routines, and instead jumped into the moment. All right, so that's really good stuff. So let's go ahead and move forward a little bit. Let's see. Okay, here, this is good. Although we are quick to recognize and applaud a child born to us, let me go a little bit further up. Okay, the joy of a child being born into our life is a beautiful, beautiful, exciting experience. We usually do not know how we're going to raise this child or how he or she will alter our lives, but we are willing to take the risk. As the child grows, we realize not only the importance of having had the child, but the significance the child has on our own lives and thoughts. Although we are quick to recognize and applaud a child born to us, we are reluctant to honor the child within us. It is creativity that nurtures and supports the child within us. We cannot neglect or shun it. When we do, life becomes repetitive and boring, leading us regularly to discover a new diversion or activity to control our restless dissatisfaction. Divorce might work, as might changing jobs or having an affair, but the basic discontent will not be abated. We are an expressive people. Our inner children cry out for expression. They want to feel the comfort of a quiet stream, the touching of warm black dirt, the sweet aroma of flowers and weeds. Our children want to draw on walls, write dirty words, sing to the sun, jump rope, and see themselves reflected in a bountiful pond. Jumping on the back of a bus used to be an adventure. Now it is a distant memory as we wonder what happened to the time. The great thing about creativeness is that it is always young. It always speaks from the heart of a child. So, in closing, nurture your child, the child within, and accept the risk of not knowing and confusion. It will serve you well. All right. So that was a little snippet from this really good book. I think it falls in line. It's a help for the trying times and what we're experiencing now with the global pandemic, the COVID pandemic, the riots, the protests. Oh, man, there's so many things. The opening and reopening of our society, the new normal, and it's just with all these new things and uncertainty and confusion that's going on, I think it is very important to have the tools to work through that uncertainty and embrace the confusion, you know, without trying to control the confusion, control it, and just see everything as an open door and just let go of trying to have it our way. I know myself, I've been practicing this concept I have a few projects that I'm working on, and one I've been working on for over a while, and I think I'm comfortable enough to go ahead and promote it. But, you know, so I have a book deal, and I it's published, and we are launching it hopefully this month with the marketing, and it's been a hush-hush situation, and I had this concept on how I wanted it to go. I wanted to be in control from the editing, publishing, to now the marketing. Now we're in the marketing stage, and there are certain things that came back even after meeting with the other the publishing company and the other partners in the book that just wasn't what I wanted. And my intuition was like, well, you know what, just go with the flow. At least you want to get the material out there. It's a part of your creativity, and you can live with it, right? But my controlling mind was like, get upset about it. And so I had to just relax. I had to just release it and just go with the confusion and then kind of see why I was feeling confused, you know, and then just let that go and just see the opportunity, you know, and see it as an open door. All right. So listen, anyway, enough about me rambling. Listen, I'm going to take a quick break because we are getting ready for our special guest, Michelle Gorga. She should be calling in any moment now. Okay. This is Smoothing Out with Candace.
What's up? This is your boy, Core DJ Hershey. He in the ATL. And you know what? Who else got that finesse out there? The one and only, Candace and Shelly. What's up? It's your boy Core DJ Hershey. He in the ATL. And you know what? Who else got that finesse out there? The one and only Candace and Shelly.
Five, four, three, two.
Okay, all right. Listen, it looks like I've been talking and having a, talking on mute. But listen, this is Cam A. Lucci. You're tuned into the Smoothing Out with Candace radio show, and we are celebrating our creative artist today by the name of Michelle Gorga. She's all the way tuning in from Naples, Florida. Michelle, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here, Candace. Thank you.
Ah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Welcome to the show, darling. I'm so happy to finally have you on the air. I know our schedules and stuff have been limited during this time, and you've been really busy with your new collection and your Zoom class. And so I'm so glad that we have this time to connect. So, darling, welcome to the show. You're welcome. You're welcome. So, Michelle, time we talk, you had, you sent me an email, and it was about your new collection. And the new work of June's art. It's called the Flowers of For Everyday Collection. Would you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. So one of the things that happened to me when COVID unfolded was I began, and I often notice nature. Nature is one of the things that inspires me. But I started noticing the flowers were, for me, so much more beautiful and so much more vibrant. I have a desert rose by my front door, and I felt like it grew a foot during when we were on stay-at-home order. And so while the world around me felt really crazy and, of course, you know, frightening and the unknown and et cetera, I found some sense of peace knowing that we maybe did something to promote Mother Nature, to contribute to the well-being of our planet. And that's sort of how that got started. And I wanted to create a collection then at that time where they were a collection of smaller pieces, which I rarely do. And so these pieces are mostly 8x10s on canvas, some 9x12 on paper. And I believe I have some 12x12s, and I decided that I love giving paintings as gifts and, you know, to loved ones, et cetera. And I remember years ago gifting to a friend a print of an angel with some inspirational writing. And I was just thinking that this was would be a nice time to really scale down in terms of size, because I often paint large, and create a bouquet of flowers that would not only cheer someone up for the day, the moment, their birthday, whatever, but cheer them up forever. It's a lifetime gift. So that's really kind of you know, the back side of it. And I just started having fun and enjoying the process.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. I'm looking at your collection right now, and they are beautiful. The whipped cream roses.
Yeah.
That is gorgeous. God, I mean, they all are gorgeous, but the whipped cream, I can just see that going like in a bedroom or something. And then, oh, the vintage poppies. That is so pretty. Oh, wow.
Thank you so much.
So these are
8x10s.
You're welcome. These are 8x10s. I see a 10x20. 10x20.
There are limited.
Uh-huh.
There are two 10x20s, and I actually unveiled them up until, I think today, I forget my date now, but either today, or I think it's this evening or tomorrow, so I'm just going to say tomorrow, but they have prices on the website right now, but I've told everybody that's on my email or my newsletter list from my website, people that have already bought from me, individuals that have done play shops, et cetera, friends, their friends, that between today and tomorrow, any one of those pieces, the originals are sold for $100 plus tax. And the reason I did that is because, and that's not my normal price point, it's much higher, but we're experiencing different times. And I think that we really obviously have to be cognizant of that and respect that, because it is a different time. And yet I wanted to create something special and pretty and beautiful that would cheer us all up, because we need that too.
Yeah, this is absolutely. And, you know, COVID has affected all of us in some way or another. So this really, when I first saw it, the collection, it cheered me up.
Yay.
These are very vibrant. Yeah, vibrant colors. Happy bouquet. So how long are you going to have? Is this a limited edition, or how long will they be available? And what is your website address? So anyone that's listening and interested in purchasing.
Absolutely. So my website address is Michelle, MichelleGorga, Michellegorga.com. So it's MichelleGorga.com. And I just launched my updated site today. And so that collection is not advertised on my website at that price. The only people that have received that invitation at that price are, like I said, the list of people that I reached out to. So if someone is listening to this call today and they're interested, then I would clearly still honor that. And that was only until tomorrow. And then it goes to the prices that you see on the website. So, and they're not a lot higher, but they are higher. Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. So we will have your website. We will add that to the marketing, you know, the slideshow, whatever, at the end of the show. So anyone that is interested will be able to contact you and get their happy on with some nice painting. Yes. So tell me, where were you born? Where are you from, Michelle?
I was born in a small town in Maryland, northwest of Washington, D.C. Yes. And I grew up in a beautiful stone home. Well, I grew up at different places, but I lived mostly with grandparents in this beautiful stone home that was built by my great-grandfather. My great-grandfather was a master stonemason, and I didn't realize it in my early life. I have come to understand that much of my mesmerized memories of watching him build homes and monuments, et cetera, from stone, much of my of the way that I create came from I don't know if it was from watching it or it's DNA, but it definitely, there's a relationship to it. I didn't know that when I started painting, and I didn't even know it for the longest time, but it's true. And so anyway, so small town, one stoplight, interesting place, a great place to be from. And we always move away sometimes. And interestingly, I think about going back sometimes. I still think about going back and buying the house that my great-grandfather built.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely. So you're in a small town. So your grandfather influenced you. You watched him build these. Your great-grandfather. That is awesome. You watched him build stone homes.
Stone homes, the house that I grew up in, he built. I'm sure my grandfather helped him as well. And when my parents were together, which came to an end when I was in about third grade, but so the houses that I lived in with them, there were, I think, three different houses that were built for us, my family, my mother, father, and my brothers and I. And they were also, I think, all of them were built by my great-grandfather as well.
Wow, that is fascinating. That's fascinating. Listen, we for the callers that we have on the line, if you have any questions or just a comment, or just want to say, hey, you know, to Michelle, just press 1 on your phone and I will get the notification and we'll just go ahead and dial you right on in. We just want to let you know this radio episode is sponsored by the Nick Cannon Foundation and Axe International Artists Incorporated. Nick Cannon Foundation, Nick is the husband or ex-husband or father, baby, daddy, you want to say, Mariah Carey. He's also the host of The Masked Singer. And he also has his own show on MTV called Wildin' Out. So his foundation has sponsored this in addition to Axe International Artists. Just want to give them a shout out. And we're going to take a quick little break, and we'll be right back. Great job, Michelle.
What's up? It's your boy, Core DJ Hershey. He in the ATL. And you know what? Who else got that finesse out there? The one and only Candace and Shelly.
Okay, so this is Candace, aka Kame Luce, moving out with Candace Radio. So we are celebrating our artist and our special guest, Michelle Gorga, from out of Naples, Florida. And we were just having a very good conversation with her about what she's up to. And just getting to know a little bit more about who she is. Who is Michelle Gorga? And we're going to find out. Michelle.
Yes.
I heard you were telling, we talked about your Zooming workshop that you are providing. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And how can anyone that's interested, how can they be a part of it?
Absolutely. So when I'm going to refer to COVID again because it's a marking point. When COVID happened, I was already planning to do art workshop. I was considering doing them live, but had not really fleshed out exactly the detail and wasn't comfortable yet moving forward. And I'm going to go back to what you were talking about in your reading earlier today. And that is, you know, so many times life changes in a direction that we don't expect. And we can get really bent out of shape about it, very depressed about it. You know, a lot of feelings can go along with it. Or we can say, okay, now what? what do I do with this? And I looked at when this happened, and in a sense, I was so ready for the COVID disaster in the sense that I had worked online for many years in the past, and love it in that it allows me to work with clients, students, individuals around the world. And I like that because that is my audience. That makes me feel like I'm really connecting globally versus just my backyard. And that's always been important to me. So I decided to go ahead and launch the workshops via Zoom. And initially, I attempted to launch through a platform that to this day still has not, let's just say they're struggling to get things done. It's been a difficult, as it has been for a lot of businesses. So while they were getting through whatever they need to do to get through their process, I decided to go ahead and launch some workshops via Zoom on my own so that I could go through it. And when they were ready to launch my workshops, I would be prepared. And what I did is I reached back to people. I call it my angel project. I reached back to people that I was in an accident 3.5 years ago, and I reached back to people that I was really grateful for them being there in some way. Some of the people that I reached out to were maybe, you know, when COVID happened, somebody said, oh, can I get you some groceries? I go every day. Or just people that I wanted to say thank you for doing one nice gesture or some many gestures. So that's how it started. And when I launched it, I fell in love with it, and I really didn't know that I would fall in love with it the way that I did. And one of the interesting things that happened was, I mean, I had a nurse who helped save my life. She didn't know it, but I did. And I had a teacher who I met who lives on my street, who's been on my street for 5 years that I never knew until recently. And a graphic designer works out of a theater because her mom is the nurse. You know, I can go on. I have people that I've known for years through a prior career where I was a career coach for several decades. And so during these classes, I mean, it was a lot of fun. It was good to test drive it. But what I also fell in love with was the happiness that I saw in the people that were taking the classes. I mean, the feedback that I got was it's fun. It gets me out of my head. It's a de-stressor. It reminds me to play, you know, the benefit of playing like a child. And my classes are inclusive. They're non-judgmental. They're for beginners, intermediate, or if you're advanced and you want to come and play, you're welcome to do that as well. And, there was a really special treat that I got. I don't even know if you can call it a treat, but a surprise, an inspiration. That's the best word. One of the students on the class, I found out her son, who's 5 years old, was taking every one of my classes. Now, when you're doing Zoom, the camera, your computer is usually in front of you, and the little boy was sitting beside of his mother. So I didn't know that he was taking my class, but then she started to share his paintings, and then she communicated with me that he was doing it. And this young man has been very inspired by the classes. He took every one of them. And then his brother, so he's 5 and his brother, 8 years old, has also started taking them as well. And then I learned that the family, there's also an older daughter who I think is 15. And if I'm wrong about that, I'm sorry. I think she's 15, maybe a little older. I don't think so. But I found that, and she's a creative as well and very successful in her own right with what she's doing at her age. And she sent me pictures of them together, the 5, the 8, and the, you know, the older daughter painting together as a family. And that was a milestone because it brought that family together in a way that it had not been. And to me, again, another major win. So with that being said, I decided, because of that inspiration, I know that adults are really craving a sense of peace, especially now. And I know that we need to laugh and have fun and disconnect and get out of our head a little bit, because this is crazy times. But what about the children? And that's what I ask myself. Like, what about them? How can I be a difference in that in that audience as well. So I've decided to launch classes for children as well, which wasn't the original agenda, but where better to start in making a difference in our world than with the children, and when better than now? So in July, there'll be a children's class that we'll be launching and also an adult class called Colors of the World. And there are two for each class. One is quiet meditations, and we'll create peaceful, serene waterscapes to do what I've done, create the peace in my own world. So if I can't get it outside, I can bring it into my own world. And that's what we'll do as we create. And then also we're going to do something called Faces of Humanity. And I think it's really important as well. And it's so important right now. And so we'll be, Crayola has released a collection of crayons called Colors of the World, and to represent all the people of the world. And we'll be using that theme to move forward. So that's a little on the Zoom classes that are coming up. And then I give away every month, I'll be doing a free angel project class where the angels that I just invited to my workshop, they now can invite someone that's been an angel to them in their life and bring them into the workshop as well.
Wow. That's beautiful, beautiful. How would we, someone that's interested in being a part of the workshop, how would they get in contact with you? I think, you know, with Zoom, you would need to email a link in order to be invited to the a special invitation. And then secondly, my second question is, what type of material, let's say, you know, everyone's on a budget, you know, right now, and things are kind of tough. So
sure.
For someone that says, hey, I would love to take your class, but I just can't afford to buy, you know, go out and buy, you know, the material. Do you have any suggestions for that person?
Thanks for asking that, because there's a couple answers to that. So what was the first question? Just joking. So the way to get to the workshop, and I wasn't joking for a second, I had to remember what the first question was, but the way to get to the first, to get to any or all of the workshops is sign up for my newsletter. And when you sign up for it, you just write to me. It's on my website. Again, it's Michelle, michellegorga.com. And you can just sign up on the website, and you'll get a list, an email of what's going on. And then, you know, each event and project has its own specific instructions, but sign up for the newsletter, and then everything goes out from there. And if you have a specific interest that you're interested in, then just say that. You can say that in, but you'll still get the whole invitation for everything. So that's one. And then the second thing is, you're right. You know, things are tight. And I realize that many of us are in different situations. And, you know, while some people have almost nothing or nothing, other people have an abundance, and some of us are somewhere in between, and nothing lasts forever. So it doesn't matter what your situation is. We are all concerned about this. And you do not have to go out and buy new. You can use things that you already have. And I'm going to start with some examples. So, you know, so if you want to spend some money, you can order Michaels. They'll deliver in many places. Dick Blick is another store. Amazon.com I order from. These are places that you can get supplies from, and they will deliver to your door in many places. I don't know about every place in the world, but this is the ones that I'm aware of. And so any art supply store, many of them will deliver. Secondly, if you don't have or feel like it's not the right thing for you to do to be of integrity with yourself to spend money right now, then don't do it. You can take a paper bag and cut, you know, if I say 8x10 canvas or paper, you can cut a paper bag 8x10. It doesn't have to be exactly 8x10, and use that as your canvas. And then if you have a paintbrush, just a household paintbrush, you can use that. If you have an old toothbrush, that you're no longer using, you can use that. I have used, in fact, if you look on my website, I have been inspired often to use blocks of wood, and I just posted them on my Instagram account. I have these blocks of wood, and I think one piece is actually a block that is actually styrofoam. I just like the way it fits in my hand. It feels right to me. It feels good, and I use it when I'm creating a certain collection or whenever I feel like it. A piece of cardboard. I've used old business cards to move the paint on the canvas, or you can use a plastic knife from McDonald's that you maybe have kept because you didn't use it when you, you know, got fast food. There are a lot of items that you can use. I'm looking at right now some sort of box that came out of packaging. And when I started to play around with, it looks like a book and I liked it. And I've always wanted to, well, I've written a couple books, but I wanted to play around with it. So I painted the front, the back, and the side and turned it into a painting. I don't know exactly what I will do with it because it's on cardboard, but I love it. And so one of my earlier paintings was on the back, the cardboard that came out of a comforter when my son was probably 2 years old. And someone came into my home and said, "Oh my God, who did that painting?" And I said, "I did. Why?" And so that's how I learned that I was an artist. I was, you know, I did it, but I didn't know I was an artist. I just did it. And I was painting on cardboard just for the fun of it. And so, and let's talk about paint for a second. I was just thinking that a lot of the recycling places, they collect paint. So if you have paint at your home and you're finished with it, you no longer want it, you can take it to the recycling location. There's specific places that you need to take it to. Well, I think we could probably get them to donate that back to those who are interested in using it. So if you have household paint in your home, you can use that. You're going to need probably a few different colors, at least one or two. A white is always good to have on hand. But there's a lot of things that we can do to be creative and get color, if you will, which is what I use. I use color, words, form, and motion to inspire people, and that's how I teach. So you can do this with food. I mean, I've not done that, but I was just enjoying one of an artist who creates using, for example, red beets. Don't get it on your clothes, but you know, you can actually get color from foods that we eat. There's a lot of different options, so we can be creative. And we can have fun and we can play. And I think it's really important right now to play. And that's my dog in the background ready to go play. Just joking.
Yeah, she heard play. So she's like, yeah.
That was Lily Hope, and Lily Hope loves to go for WALK pass.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so when she hears play, she's all in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you really don't have to have, you can use things that are in your home right now. Someone who's on the call just texted me and said Lily wanted to say something. She has a voice. She has a voice. And that's what I do, Candace, with the classes. I'm excited because I have the opportunity to work with children and adults and give them a platform to have a voice. And I think more than ever at this time, we all have a voice, but using it is so important. And so I look forward to creating a platform for adults, for children to play, to disconnect from the day-to-day grind, whatever that looks like. We're all dealing with a lot of different issues, and just breathe, disconnect, have fun, create a sense of connection, and create art. And in doing that, my intention has always been to leverage human potential. And I did that through my whole career. Yeah, my whole career.
You know, that's creativity in motion. Creativity in motion. I love it.
What else do you like to do? And we know you like to paint and you're an artist, but what else does Michelle enjoy doing?
Interesting question. Well, I love learning. That's something that I love to do and can still do now. I mentioned my accident, which I have a hard time not mentioning sometimes, but I was into fitness in a big way. Anyone who knew me pre-accident, since I was 17, I was running 6 miles a day at 17. I paddleboard raced when I didn't even know how to paddleboard. I taught spin, water aerobics, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I really did it. I'm selfishly, I love it. I've loved doing those things. And I am usually more happiest and more comfortable teaching than either being in the back of the room or being in the front of the room. I don't usually go in the middle, but, so I love those things. And I struggled because of my accident. I had to learn to walk again, and which is why I got Lily here. And Lee, when I got Lily, she represented hope for me to walk again. My first goal was to walk. My second goal was to walk my dog. And I think it's time to establish a few new goals. But we now walk the half a mile or a mile, and that's just recent. But it's not doing spin. It's not running. It's not, you know, doing paddleboard racing. But what it is doing is I'm doing what I can for right now. And I so look forward to moving forward that way. And while my physical therapist, they've kind of all given up on me because it was, you know, it wasn't getting better. Well, they didn't see it getting better, but I've always believed that it would. So I just think it's a matter of time and not my schedule. So again, I go back to, you know, when things, I say it was an accident, but there are no accidents because it got me. Truthfully, it got me doing the work that I love and with people that I love doing it with on topics that matter to me and lining up in ways that I and they can really make a difference in the world. So to me, there's nothing better than that. And so, you know, I look forward to doing more of that. But, you know, that rhythm that we get, the endorphins that we get from working out, from exercise, I've always been passionate about fitness. It's really important to me. And I decided, well, okay, so I can't do those things yet. But what I can do is I can walk. So I can walk faster. I can walk further. And, you know, that's a start. You know, maybe I will sweat a little more and burn a few more calories. I also love to travel. And, I love Europe. I've spent some time in Europe, but I want to go back and spend a lot more as soon as we can. I have a happy place in North Carolina that I visited and plan to do a retreat. I wanted to do it, and I'm not writing it off, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen this fall. But maybe by next fall, maybe this fall, we'll see what happens. But like I said, I'm not counting on that one. But yeah, so travel, I love to learn, I love to paint, I love to socialize and interact with people, learning, and I've done so much of that as well. Even though it's COVID, I've you know, bumped into Instagram, which is new to me, and I've so much from so many people, so I'm grateful for that.
Beautiful, beautiful. That is great. So we're closing out this interview. You've done a great job. And is there anything else that you want to share to the audience? Anything that you'd like to know of any callers? I see some callers on here. If you want to say anything, please press 1 and I will be notified. And you can say hello to Ms. Michelle Gorgia. And so until then, Michelle, how can, again, I want to make sure that our callers and our listeners do not miss out on the opportunity on following you and keeping in contact with you, because you have a lot of great events and collection. Your new art collection is gorgeous. And I want everyone to be a part of it. So, Michelle, you said that you just joined Instagram. So what's your Instagram handle? And if you're on Facebook, and your website again?
Sure. So Instagram is Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, G-O-R-G-A, artist. So it's my first, it's Michelle Gorgia, artist. On Facebook, it's Michelle Gorgia. And on my website, it's michellegorgia.com. And I create works of art for individuals, for collectors, for designers, and now I'm going to be working on something with corporations. We're looking at doing a line of masks using some of the designs that I've created. Something that is coming up, and it'll be listed on my website as well, is I will be doing some interviews with artists around the globe. And we have, I don't have all the details to share this evening, but please watch for that. And it's in light of Black Lives Matter. And I have a woman from South Africa that's going to be presenting, and I have a woman here in Naples who does beautiful dance. I only know a little bit about it, but it's pretty amazing. And so I'm bringing on artists who are representing things that represent health and well-being at this time, and that are artists. And I'm doing that as for my part and my piece in my small part in moving things forward and opening up dialogue and conversations in light of Black Lives Matter. So that will be on my website. If you, and I've created something for everyone. I mean, I have, 6 foot by 6 foot paintings that I created during my accident from wheelchair, walker, and then cane, that retail for $5,000, $6,000. And then I have pieces that I've, created the smaller collection, for $100 or $110. So, and then I also have the free workshop. It's my angel project. And this started for me wanting to say thank you for people who have been there for me, and now they can pay that forward by gifting it to someone, and I gift it to anyone who's listening to the show right now. All you have to do is go to my website and sign up for it. Just join my email list. Everything is just join my email list, and you'll receive the information on it. And that is, that workshop is just getting loose, not getting in that, getting out of our heads, just moving the paint on the paper or the canvas or whatever, not getting caught up with making a face or a rabbit or a dog or whatever, but just as I paint, I teach this class, and that is I trust that whatever is supposed to flow through me and onto the canvas will. And if I unhook from being in control of what surfaces, then what's supposed to surface will.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It falls right in line with the chapter that I read today. Just letting go, beautiful. I'm working on that. To be quite personal, I'm definitely working on just letting go and not being in control of everything. And I'm looking forward to taking one of your classes. I think it's art in motion. It's art in motion, and anything to get to the next level, and anything like in life, it involves moving, motion, and just embracing the uncertainty and the fear. So I asked myself, hey, if I had 10,000 or 100,000 more, I guess if I was more courageous, what would I be doing? So I asked myself, I started practicing asking myself that and started my day off with that question in mind so I can be more bold and be more courageous. And like you said, to piggyback on, to add to what you mentioned, during this time with the COVID, I think it's very important as artists, this is our time to get out there and voice you know, and bring our creativity. This is the time when any creative professional, we're needed in this time. And that is our duty, I think. And that is how we are, our duty. That's how we are helping support people's well-being during a pandemic. And that's why I do this show. This is part of my creativeness, and this is it in motion. And I'm giving back, and I'm inviting artists to the show, and I'm giving everyone tools to help you, you know, survive this new normal and get through what we're going to get through. Also, later on, I will be adding to giving some links and some information to businesses that are hiring. I know a lot of us are out of work, and even though we are partially opening, we will be fully reopened at some point. So I would want our callers to be on the front end of that and to get a head start on the hiring process. So I will be adding information to who's hiring out there to help those that are looking for work.
I just wanted to add, and I spent several decades as a career coach, personnel consultant, worked with Fortune 500s, startup businesses, broad brushstroke, you know, coached fashion designers to, I could go on. I mean, just a broad brushstroke of people, accountants, CEOs, blah, blah. And what I know for sure is there's a saying, listen to that which pulls you forward. It pulls you forward because it's waiting for you. That's why it pulls you forward. So during this time, and we say that a lot, it is different. But what's not different is there is always, during all times, the best we can do is be honest about the truth of what we're really drawn to do, who we're drawn to be, to the positive, and contribute that for the greatest good. And I wrote a course when the market crashed before. And one of the said in that, and it was all about career coaching and getting hired, et cetera, even if the world went flat with everything, and by the way, we're teetering on it, but even if it went flat, move in that same direction, because when it opens again, or, okay, what if it stays flat and we're just all bartering? We want to move forward with how we are happy being. We want to be authentic. We want to line up with who God created us to be. So I think the canvas is blank, and we can create it however we want to.
You know, tell us more. We have some more time, and if you want, you know, you can talk about you worked with a Fortune 500, and tell us more about that. I mean, it says, I think you said you worked at school.
I'm not hearing.
I'm looking at your.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now. I was going to say, do you want to see if there are any questions right now? And then we'll start on that, because that's another time in my life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, you know what? How about this? I'm going to open this up. I'm going to open up the lines to our guests. I see some guests out here. If you want to, don't be shy, but if you are, that's okay. If you want to say something, just press 1, and I will definitely bring you on the line.
We're going to take a little break. You're listening to the Smoothing Out with Candace at the show, sponsored by the McCannon Foundation and Ask International Artists. I'll be right back.
What's up? This is your boy, Core DJ Hershey. He in the ATL. And you know what? Who else got that finesse out there? The one and only Candace and Shelly.
Savage like I used to. I'm really trying to say it, but I miss you lately.
Wish you was on my time. Wish you was by my side. We be getting lit right now. Sip me, do stay right now, babe. Can you forgive me? Stuck in the city. But if we wasn't locked down right now, we'd be turning up right in California. Wanna change the scene? Let me come and join ya. Stretched out at the Hotel California. Girl, I'm tryna meet, I'ma pull up on ya. How's the view from California? I'ma on my way to come and join ya. Stretched out at the Hotel California. If you're tryna see me, I'ma pull up on ya.
Pop the trunk, pop it. Gotta watch for the pops, I'm popular. Pop it. Hit you in a Rolls Royce, I got the truck. Yeah. I'm the man in my city, they show me love.
Show me
Let
love.
Me speed things up and gliss you up. Yeah. When you see me with my shorty, don't interrupt. No palm trees in the back, that's Fogel up. Yeah. Late to the sunset, you tan it up. Got a question.
What's up, it's your boy Core DJ Hershey. He in the ATL, and you know what? Who else got that finesse out there? The one and only, Candace and Shelly.
Okay, we are back. I have Michelle Gorgia, our special guest this evening on the air, our inspirational artist. Michelle, I have a question. The last question for you is, I guess, what would you want your audiences to know about you? You had a great experience. You've traveled the world. You've coached. What is the one thing you would like to share?
Oh gosh, well, I traveled a little of the world. I want to travel more of the world, but the one thing that I'd want to, you know, when you ask about the career coaching, and I did personal consulting for 20-something years, and the thing that I think we can keep in perspective is, I have a lot of things, but the one thing that comes up right this second is think of life as circles of time. And I think one of the important things is, you know, what is it? Like right now, this is 2000, you know, we have the last 6 months left of 2020. And what do I most, like what really fits into my basket of life for 2020? And then what about 21 to 25? You know, and depending on your age and depending on what matters to you, what do you want in those baskets of time for you? And the other thing, and that may not be really where you were coming from, but it's what jumped up because it does matter. I think about someone I met recently who, I think about my experience a year ago in losing a best friend who was the first artist that I started coaching years ago, and my best friend. And also another person that I lost. And so I think about, like, you know, there are times where certain things matter and we don't get that time back down the road. Okay. What matters now? What matters most now? The other thing that I think about is in terms of career, when I was 19 years old, I knew that I wanted to inspire in a positive way because I was exposed to negative and positive. And when I saw the difference, I rode the back of the positive and learned what I could, not perfect, but that's the direction I decided to go. And that was, I knew that somehow I wanted to use that for my platform, for my career, but I didn't know exactly how. When I started doing personal consulting when I was 23 years old, I did it. I interviewed people. I helped them find work, et cetera. But I went deeper, and I looked for what the truth of their real dream, their ideal, the icing on the cake. And that's how I worked. And it was successful because of that. There was no such thing as a career coach when I was starting out. But it's what I did. Why? Because I was instinctively drawn towards helping people get what they want. I've helped thousands of people get what they want, even during the crash of the last market, with the same foundation, the foundation that if you will take the time to get clear on what you truly, really want in your life, and you are willing to do the work, And even when you can't see it coming or where it's coming from and how it's going to unfold, to stay on path. And it doesn't mean that we might not have to, you know, I have a family member who is a different kind of an artist. And I remember always saying, you know, it doesn't mean that we don't have to have a part-time job and maybe we all, but whatever, something to support us while we're getting there. But don't give up the dream. Stay with the vision and don't quit. Because when I, at 23 years old, was doing career coaching, but there was no title career coach back then, but I was doing it because it's what I was instinctively drawn towards. Listen to that which pulls you forward. It pulls you forward because it's waiting for you. That's why it pulls you forward. We were created with unique gifts. So some people don't know what those are yet. I remember the first time I analyzed that. I invite you to look at that. We think, oh, I paint. Yeah. But the first time someone says, oh, you're an artist. Oh, I'm an artist? Well, yeah. We all have individual unique gifts. I have one of my students who started taking the classes, the painting classes, I was walking with his mother recently and wanted to run. And I said, you have legs that will take you anywhere you want to go. And you can run forever with that. Because that's a gift. You can see it. I experienced it. All of us have unique gifts that we were given by God to use. So I invite all of us to reflect on that and to use it. And to put it out there for the world, because the world needs inspiration. The world needs creativity. The world needs everything right now. We need good in this world.
Wow. Hey, smoothing out with Candace. That was Michelle Gorgia. You know, I guess it's just show up. That's what I got out of what she said. Just show up. Showing up is half the battle, maybe even more. So thank you for that, Michelle. And I want to invite you to be back, to come back on the show, if you're willing.
I would love to. Thank you. Of course.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Well, this has been phenomenal. To our listeners, listen, I will have Michelle, you heard her live on the show. She will be back on the show. We're going to have her back. And then our next show is going to be another Madeira out of London, and that is Madeira. That is supplements and collagen, which helps will support our natural, I guess, state of being and in our, you know, our skin and whatever else. But anyway, listen, it's Sunday. I want everyone to enjoy their Sunday evening. Thanks for tuning in to Smoothing Out with Candace and our special guest, Michelle Gorgia from out of Naples. Until then, be safe. We love you. And thank you.
Thank you, Candace. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. You're welcome, Michelle. Thank you.
What's up? It's your boy, Core DJ Hershey. He in the ATL. And you know what? Who else got that finesse out there? The one and only, Candace and Shelly.
What's up? It's your boy Core DJ Hershey. He in the ATL. And you know what? Who else got that finesse out there? The one and only Candace and Shelly.